Unit 50, don't we all?
I was parked in front of the mall, wiping off my car. I had just come from the car wash and was waiting for my wife to get out of work. Coming my way from across the parking lot was what the society would consider a bum. From his looks, I guessed he had no car, no home, no clean clothes, and no money. There are times when you feel generous, but there are other times when you just don't want to be bothered. This was one of those don't-want-to-be-bothered times. I hope he doesn't ask me for money, I thought. He didn't. He came and sat on the curb in front of the bus stop, but he didn't look like he could have enough money to even ride the bus. After a few minutes, he spoke. "That's a very pretty car," he said. He was ragged, but he had an air of dignity about him. "Thanks," I said, and continued wiping off my car. He sat there quietly as I worked. The expected plea for money never came. As the silence between us widened, something inside said, "Ask him if he needs any help." I was sure that he would say yes, but I held true to the inner voice. "Do you need any help?" I asked. He answered in three simple, profound words that I shall never forget. We often look for wisdom in great men and women. I expected from those of higher learning and accomplishments, but from a bum I expected nothing but an outstretched, grimy hand. He spoke the three words that shook me. "Don't we all?" he said. I was feeling high and mighty, above a bum in the street, until those three words hit me like a 12-gauge shotgun. "Don't we all?" I needed help. Maybe not for bus fare or a place to sleep, but I needed help. I reached in my wallet and gave him not only enough for bus fare, but enough to get a warm meal and shelter for the day. Those three words still ring true. No matter how much you have accomplished, you need help too. No matter how little you have, no matter how loaded you are with problems, you can give help. Even if it's just a compliment, you can give that. You never know when you can see someone who inspires you a lot. They are waiting for you to give them what they don't have. But what you gain is a different perspective on life, a glimpse at something beautiful, a relief from daily chaos that only you through a torn world can see. Maybe the man was just a homeless stranger wandering the streets. Maybe he was more than that. Maybe he was sent by a power that is great and wise to minister to souls too comfortable in themselves. Maybe God looked down, called an angel, dressed him like a bum, then said, "Go minister to that man cleaning the car. That man needs help. Don't we all?"